Yud-Dalad Mar Cheshvan, Friday the 22nd of October, Rabbi Eliezer Rottenberg, Milo.
So, good morning. I'm not the best speaker in English, but I don't usually speak in English, but it's not my Yiddish, the Mamelushen, but I'll try to make it should be understandable on the... Pardon? I am not the English. First of all, must give a thank you to my friend Reb David Blackman, who is the one who pushed me to come. I'm not allowed to be Masarev anymore. He asked me so many times, and Mr. Itzkevich phoned me, and I didn't shlich tzibbe. Everybody might be a shlich tzibbe, me weiß nicht. Stay the woche in the parsha. Before I go to the topic, just want to say a remez. Abraham Avinu said, "V'sadi libchem acha tavoiru kalken avartem al avdechem." Rashi says, "We find the Torah benviim b'ksivim that pito is sadato the libo. The bread gets esna mensh. A person gets satisfied from bread." We have to see in Torah benviim b'ksivim that pito is sadato the libo. A big deal. Everybody knows that. Ask even a goy lahavdil. He also says bread is the thing which satisfies. Shteit nesvurim pas lechem is a remez of Torah. Lechu lachmi belachmi. Shteit apusik emishli, lechu lachmi belachmi. Lechem is a thing which person never gets rid of. Always he wants bread. Azoi Torah zazach. Yofo Talmud Torah im derech eretz. Talmud Torah with derech eretz. Derech eretz meint in the Mishnah, Shegiya shnei mishkach v'sovay meint business, a person works, a fadint, so therefore the Talmud Torah hot akiyem. And the Yofo Talmud Torah pshat is the Talmud Torah has to be the first thing. Pito, Sadato, the Libo, it doesn't matter what it is. It's Torah, Samli Kalor Neviim, Samli Kalor Leite, Tink Sivim, Eine Medrish, doesn't matter what the topic is. Oiv Dus is the Kvias, the Sadi Liprem, then Acha Tavoiru, then you can be Matzliach when you go on the mountains, on the rivers, Befut Ribe, Eberol Paparnusem, Begayat Rim, Alhurim, Arumim, Balagvois, this is no Oiv Torah, it's going called the Sadi, the Libo. Then you can start of your day. Zuru zuru niskayim v'yodom terus and kvar melach tanav. Fine. I will speak at the Mzunga Gedanken Sosemes, but I just don't want to say a vort on Sosemes as you should go. We should all go home with a vort of Sosemes. You know, David knows that he comes to the Shurim and other people participate. Sosemes is a sefer which teaches us. Every sefer teaches us. But it's not just a vort. It's like the word Torah. Torah is called Torah because Torah is from the Loshon Hayroah. It teaches us something. Kamat every shtikl Sosemes, after we've learned it, we've seen it came to teach us something. And I hope we'll go home from here after we finish. Nishnaink, Ichoichet. Melen Tzamen, Vet Meloche Diatzo Lechaeni, we also get clever and we look deeper into things. This week in the Parsha, I don't have to tell you. Everybody knows. Rashi says, "Who shenosa lo eitzal amilo lefichoch niglo elov bechelkoi." All the svarim from top to bottom, rishonim, achronim, chassidish, shebala musa, medroshim, yalkut. Everybody asked this very obvious question. Shenosun Eitzel Amila, Avraham Avinu needed the Eitzel, needed an idea from Mamre, from this Goy, to be Malin himself. Was Shenosun Eitzel Amila? Okay, we know this question. There's so many answers on it. Kamat Zoyvul Terutzim, why it's called Shabbos Agotl. Zoyvul Terutzim, Alamila, he didn't know if to say Lomul, he told him to make the Bocha Alamila. Some say Otza, Otza is a piece of kind of grass, the Mishnah in Shabbos. If somebody carries otzer, lamitziyayin, is kemloi pigomol. He didn't know how to stop the blood. So he gave him a bit of otzer, a bit of grad, to put it on the mila. Azoivul teritzem, sasanoicha alimosecho. He gave him a etzer to make a sudas mila. Okay. This question we know. Why did he need an etzer? It's question number one. Question number two is.
You mean consent?
Pardon?
You mean consent? His consent? Or you just.
Advice.
But how did he?
Yeah, the question is, why did he need the Eitzah from Mamre to be Mount?
Not whether.
Well, the Kol Rashi says, Shinotz na Eitzah Lamila. Poshim Shat is, Rashi says that he gave him an Eitzah, he should be Mount himself. He doesn't need to have an Eitzah from this guy. It's number one. Number two is as follows. Rashi says, Lefichoch niglo elov bechelkoi. What's pshat niglo elov bechelkoi? Therefore, the Torah says Hashem came to visit Avraham Avinu bechelkoi. Not only bechelkoi, that's where he lived. That's where he lived. Avraham Avinu kevoyin in Mamre. He was the landlord, maybe. He was a tenant of Mamre. Or maybe the whole area was belonging to Mamre, this Aloin, this Mishoyer. And that's where he lived. Where should he go? What does Rashi do so? If Rashi tells us those things, which I believe is a medrash, it's a limit for us to learn out something from here. And if the Boy Shem does want to tell us a story, what is the limit to us? We have to learn something out of it. In a storybook, you can just say history, what happened. He came to him, Amre, but this is Torah. Torah, even Ilmud, and Yitzurich, was Shteidon Chazal. And after he finishes the pshat, he brings it down, what we can learn out of this. What's the limit of him? Last week's Seder, the Torah tells us that Avraham Avinu had three friends. Onel, Eshkoel, and Mamre. When he went to the Lamed of Melochim, when he ran after the Melochim, Torah says, and the Torah adds on, Vehem Balei Bris Avraham. What's meant as Balei Bris? Balei Bris means they were mamish his friends. A bris says when you make a covenant with somebody. Mamish adok and adok. It says in our language, Avraham Avinu Torah says he was mekayim all the mitzvahs before they were given. But from time to time Hashem spoke to Avraham Avinu and he told him this and told him lechachom arzcho and he told him about the melochim and he told him Martiro Avraham. He did speak to him. Not such a gilu shchino as this week after Mila. But Avraham Hashem did occasionally speak to Avraham Avinu. So every time he took together his three friends, and he told them, my dear friends, Rabbi Shalom came to me and he told me this, Atir Avram, once he told me don't take from stone, once he told me this, Vashidin Azach. Oh, they said, very fine, very good. And one day Avomina came to them and says, you know what, I feel, I want to do Erev Tavshilim, because Chazal says he did all the mitzvahs. So they said, why not do Erev Tavshilim? Carry on. Do Erev Tavshilim. One day he came and says, I feel I want to do Tfilim. Because his Avram from Avraham Avinu on gefil drots Hashem even before they were given to him. He says, carry on, do tefil. One day he says, I want to eat Shabbos, and that's all the mitzvahs. This time, he had a tzivu Hashem, his halech lefonai v'yesomim. The boy Hashem had gezukt for Avraham Avinu, I want you to be, to make bris milah. Fine. Avraham Avinu called his friends together. I'm just putting it in the sense and say this language. And he told them, I have to be mal myself. Onir and Eshkol said, oh no, that's not. You want to put on tefillin, I don't mind. You want to make Erev Tavshilin, I don't care. You want to do lulev, eat matzah, sit in the sukkah, I don't care. Get it, go on. You want to be mila? No, this is going to affect us. Because by doing Mila, you are koires bris with someone else. Until now, we were one together, Bali bris Avraham. And by doing Mila, this pshat is, you're doing Mila, you're cutting off the olah, and you're coming back to us. Mila's pshat is, the bis koires bris mit Rabbein Shloilam, not only you. Even your children, your grandchildren, atzof kol adoyres, we make the bruch lachnisoi bebrisoi shel Avraham Avinu. That means we are building, you are building a brick wall, a spiritual wall between you and us. And this we don't want to accept. We don't want to. Der mitzvah nish. So Ona and Eshkol says, no. If you are koyres bris with Avraham Avinu, keep away, we don't want to do it. Nish, no, we don't want to. They encourage them not to do it. Don't do it, Avraham Avinu, don't do it. And Mamre hat gesagt, nein, Nosele Eitzel Amira, that's not what it means, that Eitzel doesn't mean somebody who doesn't know what to do, and you give him an idea what to do. Eitzel means sometimes a courage. You give somebody a courage, and shtuk them tzir, go ahead. Sometimes people want to do something, and he knows already he's going to do it, but he needs somebody to give him a shtip, wie man sagt. Hat Mamre gesagt, you don't worry, Nusla Eit Salamila. The Rabbein Shloilam wants a Klal Yisrael. Lech lecho me'artzo me'lautcho be'esavicho le'erotz asharekho ve'esro le'goy godoy. He wants to bring out a Klal Yisrael, a goy godoy. You are number one. From you is building a Klal Yisrael. I know it's going to affect me. I know that. But I'm stepping back. He knew that from then to then onwards, it's not him anymore. Yeah, we can talk. We like we talk to our neighbors, go ahead. It's finished. So this was Emes. Mamre did not knew at that moment that he will get any reward. Mamre really thought to himself, it's finished, it's all over. I'm giving away all my life, all my friendship for Zichron Avraham Avinu. The Rabbi Yisrael pays midor keneged midor. Lefichoch niglo elov bechelkoi. Doesn't mean Hashem just visiting him in his area where Avraham Avinu lived by Mamre. That's where he lived. Mamre has got shares in Milo. When we make until today lachnisei bevrisei shel Avraham Avinu, this Mamre hot apu shares in their company for Milo. This goy, because he was ready to step back and lose everything, or the Rabbi Yisrael pays back and has kikhinga kiruv. Niglo elo bechelkoi. This that he came to his house. Oh, Mamre is this Mamre? Oh, very nice. He's the landlord name. Mamre hot achele kemile. To start niglo elo bechelkoi. So this was Emes. This stepping back, this porting forward. So this is Emes. We ask the question, why does the Torah have to tell us? I think everybody knows what the answer by now. He says the Lushan, that's a lesson for us all. A person has to know that Tzorich Ligmoy Bedatoy, we have to be sure. And there is a ligmo, it's the ending in Bedasa, wissen 100%. If Kvoit Shumayim could come to somebody else, you should step back. That is a very major limit in life. There's lots of things in life which people have a task. Somebody is a fundraiser, somebody is a magichia, somebody is a governor shul, somebody is a rov, somebody doesn't have solar, somebody is showing, everybody's got a task in life. But he doesn't succeed. He's not a passage mensch for them, he's not gemacht for them. And we know that if somebody else would take their job, the Kvod Shumayim would be much greater. He could make the school more, bring it up to a higher level in Yiddishkeit. He could bring up the Besmerdish, the Shul, whatever it is. But he doesn't want to go back, because if it's not me, I don't care. We have to learn from Mamre. You don't want to step back because you're scared. If you step back, nobody will know who you are. You won't get any reward. Forget that. Watch what Mamre did. Mamre didn't even know that he's going to get a reward. But he went back without any machshove. The Rabbi Yisrael didn't know about anything. We know already from Mamre, Vusid Eschar. It's not easy, because when somebody has got something, to leave go, of this is richtig Kvod Shumayim. So the Shimyeh Kvod Shumayim Yoyse Bachaverov. It is more Kvod Shumayim with his friends, who mevatl atzmoy v'chol asher loy. I keep back. I don't want to know. I know the story. I was told by Dr. Schoenfeld, his father, Rabbi Victor Schoenfeld. He was Rav. He created Adas in Stamford, in London. Adas is called the Kehillah in the 20s, no, 26, 27. Anyway, he had to register to establish the Kehillah. And then after the war, people came over from Vienna. Ibn Aytoyer, I know Yidno told me the story. Rabbi Vum Schreiber, Schoenbocher told me. Not from all the same, but Stamford, Rabbi Vum Schreiber. Kim Yidin ben Aytoyer for Wien and not Plätze, Kindertransport, they came with the parents and this. And he saw their ben Aytoyer. So he said, I can't be a Rov. He went to the Tshibin Rov, Schoenbocher, ich wohnke nein zu Sol. And he said, please, give me ein Ben Aytoyer. The Tshibin Rov geschickt him, Rav Padre, the Rov's father, Rav Enoch. He gave it, people couldn't believe it. He knew about it, they can't learn it. He learned a bit, like, Kriya Rohe. But when his ways as Kvod Shumayim, Kedivis Rabbi Yosef or somebody else, we're going to build something to establish, one has to keep back. And don't be afraid you lose out. In Gashmias, people look like they lose out. If I won't be there, if I won't be first, I won't get it. Go first, first come, first served. And Ruchni is Gait Mishazai. In Ruchni is the more you think Kvod Shumayim, then you have the Kirib, the Emes Makimsti. In Semes like Tzir, the Chazal Zung, Mishim Memat Kvod Atzmoy, Umarbe Kvod Shumayim, somebody who's Memat Kvod Atzmoy, it is Marbe Kvod Shumayim. Zung Chazal, Kvod Shumayim Mesrabe, U Kvodoy Mesrabe. is Kvod Shemayim gets big, and Kvoder. So the same as it doesn't mean Mish Mamat Kvod Atzmoy. In Marbe Kvod Shemayim, he does two things. He sweeps the besmeldish, even if it's a Talmud Chochem. And then on the other hand, he's also Marbe Kvod Shemayim. He gives Shurim, and he does Sukkim Chesed, he helps Yidin. Two things, nine. He is Marbe Kvod Shemayim through Mamat Kvod Atzmoy. Because he is Mamat Kvod Atzmoy, he just steps back and lets Kvod Shemayim go ahead. Doivet Kvod Shemayim is Rabbe. Kvod Shemayim is Rabbe, and Kvod is Rabbe, and Rabbi Shem Tzultochet. So doing the Chassam Sofer, Zerbe Gedank, in the Fire Radaya, I do a Chivas, do a Agdumbe, Petucha Choysam. Rabbi Shem Sofer wrote the Agdumbe for his father Sofer, the Chassam Sofer. Rabbi Shimon Soif shrab dorten. Avraham Avinu, the Chatoya says this week, Amachas anim Avraham ashani oise, hidarti vilmana shitzav ezbono vizbeis ha'acho v'shom budech Hashem. Avraham Avinu, he says, wasn't as great as Chanoich. Chanoich, v'ishale Chanoich es elokim v'aynenu. He says, Avraham Avinu, Chanoich, just one day, a person's mukav midalad yisoides, eish ruach mayim ofo, and one day Hashem said, enough, the Kalhoyel Ashi Azut Rashi, so Hashem just separated all the Yisraelis and go on Hashem. That's how you went away from the world. Ve'enenu. Zon Chazal, ve'enenu. Avo Mevinu, Agam, Avo Mevinu, Yaakov, Vinu Lames, Avo Mevinu, Shtayt Yitzayim, Vayigva, Vayoma, Vayosef, Vayamo, he died naturally. To the eye, to the Dash Mistik Oig, as an Eftigvon. He didn't reach Sukta Didar Gifin Chanoich. Why not? Because he was busy daily to be Mekarev Klal Yisrael to Yiddish Vayit. He didn't have the time to rise to this step of level of Nevi'ah. He knew there's a level like this, like Chanoich. He knew. But he didn't reach this level because he was too busy. He kept himself back. I've got to get Yidin together. It's more important. So Hashem says, Amachasanim Avraham Ashini Oise, won't I tell him? Even though it's not a novi, because he doubted, because I know that the reason he didn't reach this level is manashit save as bonov as beise achov. He hasn't got the time. He goes around and thinks for other people. So he's done for me. So I won't give him this idea what I'm going to do about stoim and so on. So he's not a novi. But the reason why he's not is manashit save as bonov as beise achov. Hashem knows everybody's capability with a mensch kentin. Sometimes a person thinks to himself, ich can leave you, I wouldn't learn with that person, I wouldn't have this in my head, this took a problem, no, ich can nicht lernen. He has to find a way to learn Torah too. But if the reason is, because you want to be marbe kvod shemayim, so even on the other hand, not like just mamre, you stay the goy. If you think your kvod shemayim could be bigger, sometimes it's not so. The richtige kvod shemayim, in a mensch wird nicht verlieren. So do a Gemur, the selbe Gedank. The Gemur zook the Moed Kuten. Gemur tells us the Moed Kuten. Rabbi Yanai had a Talmud. Whatever he learned with him, he asked him kashas. Dabu makshe by his delusion, I wrote down the Moed Kuten, the Gemur, kol yoyme habu makshele. Whatever he learned with him, ab kashin, ab teretz, he went on and on and on. The Shabbat, the Rigle, when it was a big Shabbos, when everybody came together, the whole town of Shabbos, 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 Shiva, whatever, and Rabbi Yanai said the drush in shul, he didn't ask. He didn't ask a question. So the Gemara says, "A pusik in Tehillim, zaveach toydo yechabdonini, v'som derech arenu beyesh alekim." So the Gemara, "Al tikre v'som elo v'shom." V'shom is somebody who is in English, shatz, you know, Yiddish, shatz, you know, English. Estimated. When you're evenish, v'shom. Rashi says, Zoich v'roya, kol ha'som v'choy, shom v'choy, z'v'v'zeh, Zoich v'roya, v'shus v'shal kodesh bor, v'zut l'ashe, v'poshim shat is, if somebody makes a cheshen, hefzat mitzvah k'neged tzcho, tzcha mitzvah k'neged avseido, so, Zoich v'roya, v'shus v'shal kodesh bor, v'arenu b'yesh alekim. So, the Chazal say, because this Talmud, didn't ask the Shabbat of the Rigla. So Rashi says, why didn't he ask? Because just in case of Yana, I wouldn't know to answer. And there's a big crowd here, and that's Shkabot is a very Hashem, so he didn't answer. Look at Rashi. The Mashur doesn't like this pshat of Rashi, because Moshu says Rabbi Yanai hadn't to be scared about, he wouldn't know. I'm going to Rabbi Yanai. Moshu at the under pshat, Moshu said that Chitzel Moshu said essentially some derech, because Lord Rashi is beis show when to ask, what time to ask. But the pasuk says b'shom derech. So the Moshu says, because when he learned with him, he learned with two ways when we learn Torah, two kinds of kashes. There's kashes for nuriminu, astira, v'hotinam, and then there's pshita, lomelei. Why do we need it again? Why do we have to say it again? So when you learn with Rabbi Yana, you have to learn the Shverika, the Shveret Gemorah, Stiris. Rabbi Yana could ask a kasha. But when you learned with Amoyin Om, this Rabbi Yana, he just said simply things. Yidain Zaken Fashtayim. So why did Rabbi Yana, why does Talmud have to go there, Bechlam? So Tashom there, so the Mashur, to Aschaf, Lalichas, Besekneses, Kim in the Shul. So he went. Arenu Beyesha, Lekim. Even the Poshet Zach, and he saw suddenly a Yeshua. This was Hemezukt. Amuridig Pshat. The Mozukt, he didn't ask, just in case on a Shver Fashemt. But this Rabbi Yana didn't ask just to show off. Rabbi Yana, this Talmud, the highest degree, really wanted to know. At Kvot Vis, the Moshtat, Rabbi Yana said al aloche. He said something. And therefore he asked. Therefore daily, when he learned with him, he asked. Kvot Vis, the Moshtat. But when he said at Rosh in public, Amoyram, he didn't ask. So what's the sign? He wouldn't know. How would you know to carry on? Zutas Hussamas, that's the end of the Pusuk. Ar'enu beyesha alikim. You'll know yourself. You don't have to ask Rabbi Yanai. If the reason why you're not asking is because you are stepping back, Nishtiv Hashem and Rabbi Yanai, then I will show you the Yeshia Masa. Myself. If somebody steps back, Kedai to bring in Kvod Shemayim is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam help. Regarding the minyan, in that sach will do the gedank from keeping back. But to noch a inyan, from the Avraham Avinu, as mentioned, man is Shabbos Bono vs Baisa Achro. The Leblin Rov said that most of the things why a person wants to be active is he wants a bit of the COVID orchid. Therefore he doesn't want to step back. But what might Kvod Shemayim is let it go ahead. When a person has to do for Kvod Shemayim, there's a thing that has to be done. Then don't say, who am I? I'm only young. I'm not going to mix in. I don't know if you can do it. V'nitzavto al atzir. Stand on the rock high and do it. B'mkoyim she'en anoshim yishtadu liyasish. Don't be a baishin then. You got to do it. If the Kvod Shemayim is getting neglected in any aspect in life, person say, who am I? I'm just saying, what's up, Chizugim, what's up, Chimishin? Oy, what's up, Chizugim, what's up, Chimishin? And it's up to Alatsir. Vahoyo, vahoy, Kvoidi. When Saribi gigang in the Kvoid Shemayim, it's done. It's sorted out. It's just a shayda now, whom's name to put in the paper. Who is the Mache? Who is the Zuge? The Samticho benikras Alatsir, then you go into the cave, then you hide. As long as it's done. Nadavshin ish wissen, the COVID is the Kvod Shemayim, that's the main thing, it's sorted out. Many gewalt getamir chasom and megan as a getun. I mentioned before the Vesom Vesom, is also been a massive in the Meshe Chochme. Vesom Vesom, also to keep himself back. The Meshe Chochme had a son-in-law, his name was Rabbi Avraham Luftwehr. Ja, größte Talmud Chochem, ist Tama Talmud Chochem. There's a correspondence with the Sefer called Zer Avraham mit Ramanachem Zembe. Lot of Shalas Yitshuvas. Er liegt in Mamesh in Barash Shani Yidichem de Shloime. Rabbi Avraham Luftwehr. Mamesh kol roz leunis la Talmud Chochem Mivik. He lived in Varsha. And Ramayah Simcha once came to Varsha for Shabbos, to his daughter. He had only one daughter. So only son-in-law he had. So in the son-in-law dumped in Ebsa Shul. So he came to down there. But nobody knew who he is, because he lived in Dvinsk, in Riga. So he came to the shul and he sat down on the corner. Shabbos afternoon, was somebody, a rov was saying a drosha in the shul. Fine. Middle of the drosha, the rov was saying this ganze drosha. So Yid gets up and says, "Kum lo tois is nishta zei, lo the Rambam is nishta zei." And the rov got a little, I don't know, embarrassed, but till he got back, sometimes even you know the answer. If you're not in the secret, the Chazal don't know it. Rebbe said, "If I'm not in this mesecta, don't ask me, because sometimes you get muddled up." He was in the middle of saying something. "Oh, the taste is the Rambam." He said, "Yo, a few minutes later, starts off again. "The Rambam do?" "Yo, so." And again. So the Ma'ir Simcha got up from his place, and he looked at this Yid, and he said, "Was fragst du Scheiles? Du weißt nicht, was du redest, von rechts bis links. You know what you're talking about." Fine. And we looked at this guest getting up, and the Yidus of Gefreik might be the Rosh HaKol, I don't know who he was. "Aida, the Sefer." After the Shia, the Yid comes to us, who got insulted, came from Ayasim, and said to him, "Where sind hier?" He said, "Where are you, Vince? How do you know? Ich kenne ich von rechts bis links. I come, I'll show you the Rambam. I'll show you the Meshur, the Magid Mishne. I'll show you the whatever." He said, "I'm not interested in what you're going to show me. You don't know rechts and links. You don't know when to put the dot. Som of a shom. I'll take the som of a shom. You don't know when to ask. It has more for Rabbi Anna. I'm not interested in whatever you know." The Kvod Shemaim, this person also really wanted to ask. I don't want to say he was trying to sell Chas V'Shom Darov, but he didn't know when to do the Som V'Shom. The Kvod Shemaim, Nishe V'Shem, and I mentioned everything, this is a Sach, mehr wichtige, wie the Indian. The Anoiblin, the Pusik Endik Tzi, Ar Elu B'Yesha Alekim, I will show you the Yeshua of Hashem. We just said the same. Said that because you're refraining from asking, as the boy Hashem the Alain gave him the Yeshia, and the Mashuah of Tochei the Abul Tam Asayloi from a simple Gemara. Suddenly he sees Et Gemeinz to push the Gemara. Suddenly Veit Gevura to the Moedig Zachen the Moedig Pshutim and to the depths of the Chazal. Why does he get this Yeshia? Because he wanted, because at gestupt zi, he kept himself back. And at gezicht, the anuve, and at gezicht kvod shemayim, them is to do Yeshua Hashem. I myself, when I learned that soul, I used to go to the shira, I'm from Reb Chaim Shmulev, Lechet Tzadik Levuche, I used to go by Sukkah Friday night together, there's a Sukkah with Marib Gansi, the shira, I'm on the Nuchan Derna, I don't have to tell you who he was, Ale Weissen, Mamish HaChab Bedua, Tam Tchuchem, Ich kann sagen, ich bin ein bisschen als Versäum, aber ich meine, ihr Teure ist, wherever you guys, wherever you hear it. Ich kriege das, ihr wisst richtige Teure, ihr wisst von der Hart, one can hear it from anyone. Hat er gesagt, so, die Woche, die Gepasche, weil hier, alle Kim, es anal, weil ich doll, weil hier, roi, weil Kaschus. Das wie ich sagte. Weil hier, alle Kim, es anal, mit ihr Schmuel, der Bönschlein was continuously, weil hier, alle Kim, continuously, the Rabbi Shem was with Shmuel, Vayigdol, and he grew up. And the Torah says, what did he grow up to be? Vayi Roive Kashos. Was the Roive Kashos in English? A bow and arrow or other? Okay, Nish Stam Roive Kashos. It would be a Stam Roive Kashos, the Torah wouldn't mention. It must have been a champion Roive Kashos. Mamish, the best Roive Kashos is given in Shmuel. So he said, I would think, if Shmuel was what do you say excited? The Rebbe Shem is helping us from the Siyata Dishmaya, Siyata Dishmaya, the Kumpu comes and says Siyata Dishmaya, the Rebbe Shem is helping Bezal Shem, Amir Hashem, whole time Siyata Dishmaya. We won't bless each other. If the Torah is witnessing, by here, Lekim Asana, he had Gewaldige Siyata Dishmaya all day and all night and all the years, I would think by Yigdol, as all Vaxach think, he said, Neide Behude, Chvesin, Shem Shevin Negoin, what was it gewachsen? Eide Kashos. How does it match up? He says, Siyato Lishmai is Pshat is, Siyato is a help. A help is what you want to be, Hashem helps you. If he is Shmuel, what Gvold Zan, Aloy de Behuda, because Vahir Lekim Asana, Vahigdol, Vot Tegvenish Aloy de Behuda, Rabshim and Nichoy, and even greater. But because at Gvold Zan, Aloy de Kashos, if he wouldn't have Siyato Lishmai, it would be a normal Aloy de Kashos. Kind of open scared thing in. But those that gewollt zahn, aroi ve kashos, vahi ele kim es ana, vayigdol, vayigdol, ah, those that gewollt zahn, vahi roi ve kashos, gara amir adik roi ve kashos, das pshat es yate de shmaya. Zoyche ve roi ebi shi oso isha la kodish bochu, as shom, o choy so boil maze, oib di halts dich zrik, You could damas rise much more. And you could be a ganze mache. But divils kvoit shumayim, zoiches, so you're proving to say, a divils turboin shalom's way. You don't want your way. Zoiche vi roye vi shi osoi shalakudish borchu. Semazuk zoiche, don't say yizke. Even now he is zoiche. Now, the present moment is a shoyin zoiche to say, vi shi osoi shalakudish borchu. The boy shalom's helpful, we have a limit from this story from Mamre. It's not easy. So you have a lot of homework for this. All your life. When a mensch has got something, is hanged on to something, is about twili, is a chazni, is a malamed, and then it's in to English. And we ought to tell him 100 times, you should get to toivis the children, not get to toivis the shulas, not get to toivis, but he doesn't want to move. Because if you think kvod shamayim, don't forget, Mamre didn't know that. We know that already from Mamre. If you step back, libukavon the toivis kvod shamayim, you will always get the reward. Niglo, elo, v'chelke.